Communique from Nowhere, October 15, 2001. At 10 o'clock on a warm autumn morning in Washington, D.C., a woman, her name has not been made public, was opening mail in the Hart Senate Office Building on Delaware Avenue. She worked in the office of Senator Tom Daschle, the Senate Majority Leader, and she was catching up with mail that had come in the previous Friday. The woman slid open a hand-lettered envelope with the return address of the fourth-grade class at the Greendale School in Franklin Park, New Jersey. It had been sealed tightly with clear adhesive tape. She removed a sheet of paper, and powder fell out, the color of bleached bone, and landed on the carpet. A puff of dust came off the paper. It formed tendrils, like the smoke rising from a snuffed-out candle, and then the tendrils vanished. By this time, letters containing grayish, crumbly, granular anthrax had arrived in New York City at the offices of NBC, addressed to Tom Brokaw, and at CBS, ABC, and the New York Post. Several people had contracted cutaneous anthrax. The death of Robert Stevens from inhalation anthrax 10 days earlier had been widely reported in the news media. The woman threw the letter into a wastebasket and called the Capitol Police. Odorless, invisible, buffeted in currents of air, the particles from the letter were pulled into the building's high-volume air circulation system. For 40 minutes, fans cycled the air throughout the Hart Senate Office Building until someone finally thought to shut them down. In the end, the building was evacuated for a period of 6 months, and the cleanup cost $26 million. The Hazardous Materials Response Unit of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the HMRU, is stationed in two buildings at the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. When there is a serious or credible threat of bioterrorism, an HMRU team will be dispatched to assess the hazard, collect potentially dangerous evidence, and transport it to a laboratory for analysis. Soon after the Capitol Police got the call from the woman in Senator Daschle's office, a team of HMRU agents was dispatched from Quantico. The Capitol Police had sealed off the senator's office. The HMRU team put on Tyvek protective suits with masks and respirators, retrieved the letter from the wastebasket, and did a rapid test for anthrax. They stirred a little bit of the powder into a test tube.